Jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, how you doing this morning? Trying to get a lighthearted spirit going here this morning. You know, everything is heavy. I mean, it is heavy, isn't it? You look out on the horizon, everything that's going on, it is heavy. I told Michelle, and she always gets up a little bit later than I do, and I was getting ready to come down here to the Million Dollar Studio and get ready for the show. She said, well, what are you going to talk about? Or something like that. And I said, man, if I talked about the stuff that I've been studying, we couldn't take it. It is unbelievable. Do you guys really believe in the devil? I mean, do we really believe? If God is all powerful, what does that word even mean? That God's all powerful. All powerful. Almighty God. Use that term. Got a haircut. My daughter cut my hair. Almighty God. All power. All glory. All honor. His. It's a pretty profound statement. But how dark must darkness be? How powerful must darkness be? How powerful must darkness be, the dark side be, if they've been literally able to wrest control of the natural world from the Almighty God? And they've done that, you know. They've done it. Now, they've done that not because the Almighty God isn't mighty. They've done that because he said to us, occupy till I return. He said, all power, Jesus, Matthew 20 to 28, Jesus, when he was ascending, when he was leaving, he said, hey, listen, all power been given unto me both in heaven and earth, all power. Now, for those who say, well, the devil's in control of this world, that's just not true. He was at one point, but that was the whole purpose of the 1 John 3:8. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest that he would annihilate, he would destroy the works of the devil. Jesus reclaimed the earth. Do you guys agree with that? Is that bad theology I'm giving you? Bad theology? And so when he reclaimed the earth and reclaimed the power, and he gave it unto us, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, and lo, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the age. There's some disconnect here that we're missing. That if he has all power, why is he not in control? Well, he is. He is in control. Why doesn't the world reflect the fact that he's in control? Why doesn't he? Why doesn't?
Because they don't know he's in control. That's one of the reasons why the demonic activity is increasing. They know their time is limited. So they're going to try and get as much as they can.
So, hey, Stephanie.
Coach, the answer to your question. Yes, Jesus gave us the authority that he had. He gave it to us. But God also, when he put the whole shebang into works, he did this thing called free will.
Mm-hmm.
And God does not sit up there and mandate, like rolling out robots, exactly how people are, you know, what's going to happen. God knows what's going to happen, but he doesn't make it happen. I don't understand that aspect of his all-knowing. But God doesn't force people to do what he wants done. He encourages, he leads, he whatever, okay? He makes opportunity for them to do it. But he doesn't force them to do it. Therefore, the things that happen on earth are a result of individuals, individual apart from the leading of the Holy Spirit action.
That's one of the great arguments that the atheists will use. In fact, I've had several discussions on it, that the fact that God is either not all-powerful or he's not all-good. That's the debate they use. That if God's all-powerful, then he has the ability to end hunger and starvation and child murder and child rape. If he's all-powerful, then he's not all-good. Because if he is good, he wouldn't let that kind of stuff operate. He wouldn't let that kind of stuff go on. That's an argument that the atheists use.
It's a specious argument.
Well, it is, but it's an argument that the average person doesn't have any idea how to answer. And again, it comes back to this, it's the exact same thing. He has redeemed the world. We're supposed to be, this irritates people. Because if we would really actually agree or admit that we, the church, have the power over all the forces of darkness, what does that say about us? What does it say? It's easier for us to see all this stuff go on and just blame the devil. Just blame him. Go ye into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. That's what you're supposed to do. Go teach them all everything he's commanded us. We don't do it. We don't. We operate under an evil, wicked system, convinced that God's not in control now, but he will be when he comes back. Well, he's in control now. He is currently, right now, the reigning King of Kings and Lord of Lords, right now.
Yeah, but right, Coach, now, to put what you're coming at and where you're trying to get a grip around, is not even Jesus went around doing all that stuff. He could do that stuff, and in certain instances, he did do that stuff. But Jesus lets us know from John chapter 7, I believe it is, that he didn't do anything. He didn't take any actions that the Father didn't tell him to take. Therefore, even though we have the authority, and that word could be used power, we have the word authority, we have the authority to do these things, we need to be emulating Jesus and only doing them as the Holy Spirit leads us to do them. Because not even Jesus went out doing it all alone. He went to the pool of that big pool in Bethsaida or whatever it was. And he, only one person out of all the multitude of people waiting for healing around that pool, he healed one person. He had the authority and the ability to heal them all. But God told him to heal that one, so he healed that one. And that's the way it is in the world today. If we bring ourselves into obedience of the leading of the Holy Spirit, the more, quote, good will be manifested from our actions. But still, even Jesus himself did not force, quote, good upon everything everywhere.
No, of course not. I don't think I'm making the point.
That's the point of the Holy Spirit, Coach, because Jesus is going to only be in one place at one time. Mm-hmm. Now there's millions could do what he's doing all over everywhere. It's just that's
so Randy, when he said to us, and we've used this scripture many times, for you to, it's not scripture. Yes, it is. For you to know to do good and not to do it, to you it is sin. So we know what is good.
Well, we think we know what is good. We think it's good that people don't suffer circumstances, but God may intend for that circumstance to cause them to, of their free will, to come to him. Whereas if we change and we use our authority to change that circumstance and make it, quote, good for them, we may be removing the tool that God wants to use to bring them to him. That's why the Holy Spirit's leading is the vital element in all of our actions.
I don't think we're arguing. I think we're straining a gnat swallowing a camel here, to be honest with you. I know to protect children is good. I know I should do that. I don't need the leading of the Holy Spirit to do that. Now, I may need the leading of this Holy Spirit on how to do it, how to go about it. But for me to see that a child's being molested, I know what I'm supposed to do. And so we're in the mess that we're in because we just don't do what we know to do, what we know to do. And I don't even know how I got rolling on this morning, other than there's so many things that are in our control. We don't even know it's in our control, really. And I agree with everything you said, Larry. I agree with everything. Hey, listen, Mount Vernon today, 6 o'clock tonight, Mount Vernon, Ohio. All of you guys are who are local, six to 8 o'clock, I think, tonight. And I think then 10 o'clock to four tomorrow afternoon, they're setting up a tent, doing some feeding, just gathering together, poking our finger in the eye of, I'm going to try to be nice this morning. I got some great stuff to pour at you. And Chad's having his event down in Moody, Texas this weekend. Those of you down that way, Chad said he thought yesterday maybe as many as 30. Boy, I got the hiccup. Sorry. Maybe as many as 30 are coming. So praise the Lord. Continue to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approaching. And got a lot of great. I got some crazy things to show you here this morning. First thing, exciting news. Pull up the first clip there, Sheldon. It says Sarah Brady. Pull this up there. I want to show all of you something here. Somebody can jump in here while they're waiting till we get that queued up, or maybe he does get it queued up. Here it is. Okay, cool. Many have heard of this. The Idaho mom that was arrested out at the playground just for simply being on the playground. This is some Inside Edition. It's an hour and a 1 minute 55 second clip. Go ahead and play that, Sheldon.
Closed for a reason. It's to stop the spread of COVID-19. And one mom found out the hard way. Officials are serious about it. As Diane McInerney reports, she was arrested and charged with trespassing for entering a closed city playground.
Controversy erupts as a mom is arrested in a playground closed due to the pandemic.
Officer, you don't want to do that.
The arrest of a Meridian woman has sparked backlash.
I feel like I was singled out because I was the only person that was arrested.
The incident happened at a park in Meridian, Idaho, where anti-lockdown parents reportedly sent out this plea on social media. There are a bunch of us taking our kids to the park to tear the tape off the playground. Let's take a stand.
Police say they went to the playground after receiving several calls about what was taking place. They say when they got there, caution tape and metal signs stating that the playground was closed had been removed, and they repeatedly informed everyone it was time to clear out.
And to our grounds.
I just told you. We can close it
anytime. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You don't need to talk to me, Brie. I'm just a mom with my kids.
Then things come to a head.
You have 5 seconds. Brie.
Arrest me for being in the park.
Do it. Report it.
Okay, this is not. Officer, you don't want to do that.
As the mom is led away, others protest.
He is arresting her for being on a public playground.
In a statement, cops say mom of two, Sarah Brady, was charged with trespassing after failing to adhere to the rules in these very trying times.
She was asked to disperse the area and failed to do so on numerous occasions.
Her arrest triggered protests outside City Hall.
Cool. So Sarah Brady's going to join us either Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. I had a great conversation with her yesterday. My buddy Tom Munns put me in contact with her. And, you know, it's amazing. The state, I think she told me this state, attorney general is actually handling the prosecution. They're not backing off on her right to be able to be in that playground. So she's going to be with us. She's funky. Her husband works for a police. Think about this. Her husband works for a neighboring police department. If you can imagine that. So she's really kind of twix in between, but she has four kids. She's spunky as can be. And Sarah's going to be with us next Tuesday. We just haven't set the time up, the date up. So,
hey, Coach.
Yeah.
You know what's really dismaying is the fact that it's really just goes to show that there's no place in this country that's free of tyranny. Yeah, I mean, Idaho of all places, this is taking place. This blows my mind.
Yeah, it's real, man. It's real. And she, you know, she's spunky. See, I hope you guys understand what's going on, the old divide and conquer. You do understand that they've now divided the people, right? those who want to wear masks and those who don't want to wear masks, those who want to protest and those who don't, those who want to open it and those who don't want to open it. Well, they've divided us. See, it's all part of the same scheme. And if we can look at it from a spiritual perspective, we're going to get it. I want you to see this. Pull this up, Shell. I just want to, because I think, folks, what we are seeing is utterly ridiculous, what's going on. It's utterly ridiculous. And we need to start saying so, okay? Not individuals deciding on their own. Not, that's all I'm talking about. If your conscience tells you to wear a mask, if your conscience tells you to shelter in place, that's okay. It's okay. But you don't have a right to tell me to do it, make me to do it. Okay, they don't. So I want you to show, again, it's called The New Normal. The New Normal. Play that one, Sheldon. It's about 4 minutes long. And I want you to understand, again, as if you guys need to be taught, be explained to you, the programming, the sheer programming. Turn off the TV. Turn off the TV. This is 5 minutes of well, you'll watch it. Go ahead, play it.
If someone had said to you in December that by April, millions of people all over the world would be infected with a mysterious new virus that has no vaccine, you'd think they were talking about a Hollywood script. It's happened so fast, it almost doesn't seem real.
Coronavirus pandemic.
Coronavirus pandemic.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
The COVID-19 virus.
This horrible, invisible enemy.
The virus of the virus.
COVID-19.
The coronavirus.
COVID-19.
The apocalypse.
Well, most of us have never lived through anything like this.
No one is immune. It threatens all of us.
We're going to a different place, which is a new normal.
A new normal.
A new normal.
A new normal.
A dinner where your temperature is checked before you walk in.
A new normal.
New normal.
Embrace the new normals of social distancing and sheltering in place, all the physical isolation.
The new normal.
The new normal.
When we get out of the new normal and get to a new normal.
The new normal. This is the new normal.
If you want to go to a restaurant, you're going to have your temperature taken before you're allowed inside to dine. So that's just the new normal.
New normal.
This new normal is going to look very, very different.
Not normal, but a new normal.
Long lines for food becoming a new normal.
The new normal.
New normal.
There will be a new normal.
A new normal.
New normal.
A new normal.
The new norm.
A new normal.
This is the new normal.
This is our new normal.
Our new normal.
A new normal.
Our new normal.
New normal.
The new normal.
Our new normal.
We will transition into the new normal.
And this new normal is just the normal of future generations.
All of us should be able to name all the people we've been in close contact with over the last 2 weeks as a new normal.
Our new normal.
The new normal.
Our new normal.
Our lives will never be the same.
The new normal.
This new normal.
I think everyone's life is completely disrupted. You know, your normal pattern of, you know, go to meetings, watch sports events.
And no normalcy as we knew it.
This is not going to go away anytime soon.
This will be the new normal until a vaccine is developed.
A vaccine.
Vaccine.
A vaccine.
The vaccine for this terrible virus.
An amazing vaccine to the entire world.
The world awaits a vaccine.
The vaccine.
The vaccines.
The thing that'll get us back is the vaccine.
Until we have a vaccine.
Zero tolerance. So every time we see a case, we basically pounce on it.
A vaccine.
A vaccine.
A vaccine.
A vaccine.
To all 7 billion people.
Almost every expert agrees a vaccine is the fastest way to get our world back.
You know, it's so important to get not just hundreds of millions, but literally billions of those vaccines.
Legislative amendments that would make vaccinations mandatory for public school students unless they have a medical exemption.
The vaccine is the thing that will change things.
It's a vaccine.
It's a vaccine.
A vaccination.
A COVID-19 vaccine.
A vaccine.
Vaccine.
A vaccine.
The vaccine is critical, very broad vaccination.
Vaccine.
A vaccine.
The vaccine.
On the issue of the vaccine, which you've said in the past could take a year to 18 months, will we have to wait for a vaccine to hug our family and friends who are outside of our bubble?
A vaccine.
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 Who's a recovered person? Who's a vaccinated person? Because you don't want people moving around the world.
So eventually there will be sort of this digital immunity proof that will help facilitate the global reopening up.
Zero tolerance.
The RFID microchip.
Apple and Google announced new technology that could help. Phones ping other phones around them with their location.
In Hangzhou, to enter a tower block, you need to have your temperature taken and registered. And you must have an app on your phone into which you input your name, temperature, recent travel, and ID number. The information generates a color code.
Our new normal.
A new normal.
Our new normal.
New normal.
The new normal.
Our new normal.
When you were talking about the phases, the semi-normal phase that you spoke of, that sounded like months and months of that. If a vaccine is still not until 2021, that's many, many months of this new normal.
That's right.
A new normal.
New normal.
A new normal.
The new norm.
A new normal.
This is the new normal.
This is our new normal.
An invisible enemy. Think of that.
Thank you.
and then I got news of this one. This is crazy. Apple. Am I on here? Yeah. I got my phone here, right? Apple is now coming up with, I'm not making this up, sorry. They're coming up with an app that you will not be able to log onto your phone if you don't have a mask on. Now, my wife just asked me as I came down here today, when is this mask thing going to go away, honey? When is this mask thing going to go away? It's a good question, isn't it? Somebody come on in.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
The reason we have a new normal is because the previous normal was just an ineffective asleep church.
Amen. So, Jack, it seems like to me like they're reforming their team. We need to be reforming our team, don't we? Or transforming our team.
Reformation. Reformation, not revival. Revival is just empty seats need to be filled. We need tithers. Reformation is what we need.
That's right. I saw a study the other day that said that 40% of people now are reconsidering whether they're going to go back to church or not. 40%. That's pretty amazing. Hey, do me, I'm going to show you two things. I don't want to stay on this thing, but I think this stuff is all important. Understand the kings of this earth are conspiring against the Lord and His anointed. They're trying to program us. This is where I live. I don't know what it is where you live. Well, Sheldon, I'll have it up there for us here in a second. Folks, it's live. The battle has always been over. Yeah. I'm sorry. Why did I lock up? Ohio deaths. It says Ohio deaths. My internet signal's messed up again. Are you kidding me? Man, oh, man. I can't blame Johnny Burkeen. Can't blame him on this one. Y'all hearing me okay? Somebody say something. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I can hear you too.
I hear you.
Okay,
sounds
great.
Good now.
All right, I don't know what's going on here. You know, we can blame the devil. The devil made me do it. We can do that. Do you have it up there for me, Sheldon? Do you know what I'm talking about? Maybe I didn't send it to you. Sometimes I have a tendency to do that, and I did. Okay, I won't send it to you. I'm going to read this. No, that's not good. I got to send it to you. Sorry, I apologize for that, Sheldon. Let's go listen to Jared. No wonder you had a hard time finding it. Somebody come on in while I'm stalling here. You don't have to talk about this if you don't want to. You can talk about something else.
I want to jump in here. Everything's psychological. We have been socially engineered in 2 weeks or less. On a mass scale, that's where we're at. I mean,
why do you think that is?
Well,
people say to me, Bobby, why would they want to do that? Why would the government want to do that? How do we answer that, Bobby?
Well, we've been socially engineered across the last 100 years, primarily less by Edward Bernays. I mean, product selling to what we buy, to what we wear, to what we eat. Everything is scientifically, socially engineered, and now you brought it all down. You destroyed everything, and it's a big marketing scheme, and everybody's bought into it. I stopped at this news store. Matter of fact, there was a medic that died yesterday one of the few medics, probably the only medic that's died of the COVID disease here in Lehigh Valley. That happened yesterday morning. So as much as I rail against it, it is real, but it's real on a very minor scale. But that said, I'm driving south, and I try to stop at this convenient place to walk in just to get the reaction. And the owner is outside and almost tackles me before I walk in. And he's got this big sign on the door, a big official-looking sign, notice. And he says, "You got a mask?" And it turned into a small-scale argument with me not wearing one. And then I turned and walked away. And he said, "It's law." And I said, "It's not law. Nobody voted on it." So it's a big psychological, socially engineering game from the beginning of 100 years ago to now. And it's dog training. The human psyche it's sad to say, but we're so easily controlled. It seems like it's not more difficult to control us than sending a dog to a camp for 2 weeks.
Bobby, it might be easier than that. And for perspective, I just want to throw this up. This is Ohio. Now, let me say this. I don't know if this is verified or not. I don't know about this, but I just want to share you with here in Ohio, 70% of all deaths in Ohio have been in nursing homes. 70%. By the way, folks, have we thought about the possibility that they want to call the herd? They want to, from a Social Security Medicaid standpoint, I hate to say this, but wouldn't it be great to get rid of a bunch of old dead sick people and in nursing homes? Wouldn't that be a good strategy? 78% of the people who've died in Ohio are over 70. 50 deaths have been in prisons. On April 30th, the Ohio Department of Health stated that one-third of all deaths were in nursing homes, when in fact it's been two-thirds. Two-thirds of all of the deaths have been in nursing homes. 1,247 nursing home deaths and 50 prison deaths. That's 1,297 out of the 1,781 people that have died in Ohio. 73% of them were either in nursing homes or prisons. There's been zero deaths, people under the age of 19, 484 deaths in the general population, 30,000 population of Ohio. It's a point so small we can't even measure. Ohio traffic deaths during the same time has been 880. Anyway. So,
all these old folks dying. Let's look at a new conspiracy theory here. Maybe it's the Democrat Party trying to get rid of Republican voters.
Larry, I had that same thought, Larry. I really did. But that would be kind of some old people vote Democrat too, right? Some of those who knows? But
the Democrats don't care that they might get rid of some of theirs. If they can get rid of more of us than them, they think that's a good thing.
Exactly.
If you let your mind go, man, it's crazy where this stuff can take you. The kind of stuff that to me is just foolishness. Pull up now, Sheldon. It says reopening schools. Reopening schools. I think I sent it. Yeah, I sent that to you.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Hey, Coach. How'd you like a purge when the victims can't move too fast?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what's going on. I was my daughter and I, my granddaughter and I, Reese stayed last night. I could probably dig it up here real quick. I took her back to when I was arrested in 2004 down in Pinellas County, Florida, for taking water to Terry Schiavo and the warning that we were given. I showed her some video of it last night. She had no idea that I'd done it. And she was, she couldn't believe. She's 9 years old. She couldn't believe they would starve a young handicapped woman to death. And there's a clip. I called it the Roe versus Wade of euthanasia. And the idea of getting rid of old people. I was talking about that back in 2000, and I think it's 2004. So folks, this has been going on for a while. Kings of this earth conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. Okay. Don't ever lose sight of what's going on. So the new CDD guidelines, the Centers for Disease Control. Did anybody hire any of these people? Did you elect anybody looking over their shoulder? Are they just right just because they're doctors? Now, you tell me whether or not this is foolishness. So here's their new guidelines about opening schools. You ready? You wear masks if you're over the age of 2. No sharing of any items or supplies. All belongings in individual cubbies or labeled containers. No sharing electronic devices, toys, games, or learning aids. You can't let somebody use your ruler. I don't even know if they use them anymore. Desks must be 5 feet apart, all facing the same way. Distance on school buses, one child per seat, skip rows. Install sneeze guards and partitions wherever you cannot space 6 feet apart. One-way routes in hallways. Tape on the sidewalks and walls to assure kids stay 6 feet. Folks, have you ever been into school? Have you ever been into a school? Now they're going to make it like a road, right? People on the right side, people on the left side, and arrows. No communal shared spaces. In other words, no cafeterias, no playgrounds. Physical barriers on screens between sinks in the bathroom. Only pre-packaged boxes or bags of food instead of going to the cafeteria and eat. Kids will stay and eat in their classrooms. No field trips, assemblies, or external organizations in the school. Limited volunteers and visitors. Same children stay with the same teacher all day long. No switching groups or switching teachers. Stagger the arrival and departure time for students to limit exposure to crowds of kids. If possible, daily health and temperature checks and several rules about cleaning and disinfecting throughout the day and hand washing frequently. You say, boy, Coach, that all makes sense, does it? Does it? It's all part of the conditioning. I'll shut up. It's supposed to be Flea Flicker Friday, and I've done most of it.
Somebody I'm going to follow up on that real quick before somebody else jumps in. Listen, I call these schools behavioral control centers, called public schools. All of that list of things that you just listed, it's an impossible thing to implement, and it's going to turn these schools beyond the behavioral control centers. They're going to immediately become psychological hospitals. It can't be done. It's going to make all of these kids crazy, and the psychological industry, not that it's making enough money, but the psych assessment industry is going to explode. Everybody's going to have diagnoses.
Bobby, we can't control little kids the way it is. We can't control them the way it is.
I hope Bobby is so correct, because if they start putting on a bunch of conditions that can't be met, well, maybe those stinking schools won't be able to reopen. What a blessing that would be.
That would be a blessing, Larry. Again, I saw 40% of parents are thinking about not sending their kids back. Again, hang on, Jeff. Great opportunity for the church to engage all these kids that don't want to go back to school. What an opportunity for the church to step up and educate these kids. Go ahead, Jeff.
Had a guy yesterday, a dad. I see him about every day, and he was livid yesterday. He said, if they think that that's this dangerous for my children to go into that school, I'm not sending them in there. Oh, he was hot. He's just ripped.
Yeah, but meantime, right, go into Lowe's, go into Home Depot, go into Walmart. It's folks, I'm not making this up. I really believe that part of this is nothing more than cognitive dissonance to make us incapable of reasoning, because there's no rhyme or reason. There really is no rhyme or reason to who gets to stay open and who doesn't get to stay open. At 8:30 today, I finally get to meet my buddy Rodney for breakfast. I haven't had Rod and I try to go to breakfast every once in a while. I haven't been able to do it. The store's open. Finally, I can go into a restaurant and sit down with my buddy Rod until what? Until we get another way. It's all programming. It's all programming.
Once again, this is, the optimism side to this is the fact there's many Christians who are probably borderline wanting to do the homeschooling, but felt that they couldn't financially make it happen if a parent had to stay home. This has been a test run for them because they've had to stay home and they've made it and they can do this. And so, I pray that happens. I pray that parents pull them children out of those public schools. I pray that they shut down the public schools in places like Oregon and places like that. It's like there are a bunch of Looney Tunes out there anyway. I see that Oregon, they're shutting down all churches through to 2021. It's like my question to that is, I wonder what the church in China, how they respond to something like that.
Or Dale, based on what? Based on what? Listen, I got two more quick little videos or little things I want to show you. Hey, do me a favor real quick, Sheldon. Click on Victoria's Secrets. This to me was – wait a minute. Hang on. I got to do a little bit of tinfoil hat for this.
So Coach,
I
was just thinking, like, this looks like if we know their end game is to try to get the chip and to get the track – if they get enough people that are just frustrated with this false, what life is supposed to be, there'll be people lining up for what they want.
Well, that's right. And then through peer pressure, they're going to try to get us to do it as well, right? That's the point I'm trying to get you all to see here. I'm not making fun of anybody who's taking it seriously. That's not even my point. It's the manipulation. We have to understand the manipulation that's going on. So I got my tinfoil hat on, and I some of you will pick up on this. Some of you probably won't. Victoria's Secret is closing. How many stores does it say there, Sheldon? Sorry about the pretty girl standing in front of you. 251. They're going to close 251 of its North American stores. Hundreds of stores are closing by the end of this year. You say, well, Coach, what's the big deal about that? Well, Victoria's Secrets was owned by Les Wexner.
That's right. Jeffrey Epstein's buddy.
Jeffrey Epstein's honeypot. Jeffrey Epstein goes down. Can't launder money, my opinion. I don't know if that's what's going on. Can't launder the child trafficking or what? Can't launder that money anymore through Victoria's Secret. Jeffrey Epstein goes down. Les Wexner resigns. Victoria's Secret closes.
Huh. Imagine that.
Imagine that, folks. Imagine that. 250 stores. 250 stores. Amazing. That's for those of you who don't know, Victoria's Secret is centered here in Columbus. It's a Columbus, Ohio operation. That's why it's big news here. 250 of its stores. JCPenney's broke. Who ever thought JCPenney would be broke? JCPenney going out of business. Wow. Crazy, crazy. Can I show you one more thing? Sure I can. My show.
Hey, Coach?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is that there's been a record number of stores closing and restaurants closing even before all of this happened.
That's right, Gary. And there's 100,000. I just saw the other day they estimated 100,000 small businesses will not reopen. 100,000 small businesses will not reopen. And it's all, man, it's funny how the Lord put this stuff together. So click on cryptocurrency. I saw this quick YouTube this morning because most of you, I didn't get a chance to read my commentary to you yesterday about the dollar being dead. And the dollar's worthless, folks. The American dollar is worthless, okay? Now, this is 5 minutes and 31 seconds, but I think it's worth seeing, okay? Do we really believe, first of all, the dollar, something's going to happen with the dollar. There has to be a reset. That's why they're printing trillions. And they know something we don't know. And what do they know? They know those dollars aren't going to be repaid. They're not going to have to be repaid. They know that. And if I get a chance to read my commentary, we know there's only $1.87 trillion in print. If you got every nickel, dime, quarter put together, it's less than $2 trillion. Yet we owe trillions and trillions of dollars. So there's not enough money to cover the debts, or they're just earning enough money. So they know it. And they're trying to move us to another system where they're going to be able to be in control of it. And this video is, I'm just telling you, we got to wake up. Go ahead and play it. The Masonic One World Digital Currency is here. I saw this and oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Well, I'll put my other hat back on. Yeah, right.
This one I got to give credit. I just found it a few minutes ago from Gons, a YouTuber called Face Like the Sun. He shared this one, and I thought this had to be photoshopped or a joke. But here we go. Forbes. This is May 14th, 4 days ago. Visa, the credit card company, applies for digital dollar blockchain patent. Visa filed a patent application to create digital currency on a centralized computer, so not decentralized like the blockchain, Bitcoin, that kind of thing should be. This is centralized computer using blockchain technology. This patent applies to digital dollars as well as other central banks. So this is the world cryptocurrency that's going to be tied in with the central banks and centralized and controlled. Bank digital currencies such as pounds, yen, and euros. And they want to collapse the dollar and get rid of America. Israel is going to totally screw us over for the new world order with Russia and China as the plan. And euros, so the physical currency of a central bank anywhere in the world could be digitized. This will be the one world currency the mark of the beast with the certificate of immunity, of vaccination that we're going to have as well. We're all being traced, contact traced everywhere we go. Described as a digital fiat currency. This confirms when the U.S. does big things like the space program and the internet, there are partnerships between the private and the public sector. So this is a quasi-government program. This patent filing is evidence the private sector is very much at work on the future of money. This is going to be the future of money. Congress considered the idea of a digital dollar when debating the CARES Act, the third COVID-19 relief package. Although the digital dollar was not included in the final legislation, separate bills have been introduced in both the House and the Senate that look to legally create a digital dollar at the Federal Reserve. This is the Senate and the House are going to create a digital dollar at the Federal Reserve and also a digital dollar wallet at the U.S. Treasury. The digital dollar was suggested to provide economic stimulus benefits and possibly universal basic income to Americans. I mean, this is it. This is what the conspiracy theorists have been warning about forever. This is one world government, one world religion. This is the mark of the beast. This is what they're going to try to do worldwide. This needs to be a whole video on its own. I'm going to have to take this out. This is huge. Okay, let's see what else we... Okay, and I haven't even covered the best part. Last year, Visa was originally announced as a member of the new Libra Association established by Facebook until it withdrew in October along with a number of other companies. They had some roadblocks or had some hiccups or something, but Libra Facebook Israel search shows you that... Facebook's Tel Aviv team working on digital wallet push. So Israel's involved in that one. I wouldn't be surprised if Israel's all involved in this one as well. We outsource all of our important technology and cloud Jedi contract to Israeli companies. Okay, I haven't even showed you guys the best part of all this, too. The part that I thought was Photoshopped. Wait till you see this. As if our money isn't totally Masonic connected, you know, all the Freemason Illuminati symbolism. Look at this. Can you guys see that? Here. Architect Transaction Processing Network. That is the Masonic compass symbolism right there on their own diagram of the patent. Has the Masonic compass. It's not letting me zoom in on it, but you guys can see. Here, we'll do this. Masonic. Architect Transaction Processing Network with the little Masonic compass right there, hiding in plain sight. It's like all the symbolism on the dollar.
Okay, Jared, you can shut that.
Okay, so there's that story.
So what's the point? The point is this: kings of this earth, they're conspiring. They never stop. They never stop. Even if we think there's going to be a reset and a change of currency, they are in the midst of it even still, moving us from one form of bondage to another. So I'm fighting for my little granddaughter, Reese, who spent the night with us last night. So come on in there. Somebody come on in there. Think I'm crazy.
Hey, what's going to happen when the Masonic dollar runs into the Sharia dollar? You know, what happens then? I mean, Larry will tell you that, like, Wells Fargo's already doing Sharia banking. Proceeds of their monies go to fund ISIS and other banks. So I know that was a global push, right, Larry? Sharia banking?
Hey, Mark, I think they're the same. If you look at the mosques and stuff, they're the one we have one in Pittsburgh called the Syrian Mosque. Their flag is the same as the Arabian flag, you know, with the half moon and star.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, you're actually
say hi.
You're absolutely right. The last time I saw information on it, over 25% of U.S. banks had Sharia compliant loans, which means no interest.
Hey, Bruce. Anybody else? Tinfoil hat. Let's kick that tinfoil hat around a little bit. I'm just showing you folks that we are in the middle of the most unbelievable transition. I have no idea what area of our lives it is not going to impact. I know no area. Education, commerce, you name it. We are in the most unbelievable cataclysmic change that I believe the modern world's ever seen. Go, Randy.
Coach, I think I'm seeing here, I don't know, maybe wrong, but I see many agendas vying for top spot.
Yes, sir.
So I don't feel like there's a total complete, unity on the part of evil yet.
Well, I agree with that, brother. I think there's some infighting on the kings of this earth, which would be good, would it not be? Right?
Amen. And bingo, Randy. There may be some groups trying to do like what Rahm Emanuel said, don't fail to take advantage of a good crisis. Some group may have even initiated this crisis on purpose. That's possible. I don't currently think so, but it's possible they started this thing on purpose. But this thing did get started somehow, and a lot of groups, a lot of different operations or whatever are trying to take advantage of it. And that is exactly what we need to do. We need to take advantage of it. There is this opportunity for what I call a reset. And we can either be reactive, we can react to what we see others doing, or we can be proactive and start making the resets we want.
Problem is, Larry, and you all know this, it's hard to get our team to play as a team. It's really, really hard to make that happen. And see, the enemy is so... they're so well funded. They're in control of the money. They're in control of all of it. And it's not that we don't have a lot of money. We all do. I mean, all the Christians bring their money together. There's plenty of money, but we're not unified. We're not unified in any way, shape, or form. The scripture says where there's unity, God will command the blessing, even life evermore. I think is what it says. And wow, we're not. So all these opportunities, like I said, the idea of churches being able to open up for schools. Would you think right? I want you to stop and think right now, friends. All of the things that are usually in the news that aren't in the news anymore. When's the last time you heard some big story about the LGBTQRS agenda? When's the last time you heard something about global warming? When's the last thing you heard a real argument about racism? I mean, a black guy got shot down in, where was it, down in Georgia? Didn't even hardly make the news. And all these things that they have been using to divide and conquer us and to stir us up, all of that's gone by the wayside. You don't even hear it anymore. It's all COVID, 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 because they found that to be the jackhammer that they can use to really, really, really split us up.
And so, amen, Coach.
So where the pieces fall, see, they've done so. Again, think about this now. They have divided us over face masks now. We have people fighting with each other over face masks and whether you should wear them, whether you should not wear them. Stupid little things like that. Divide and conquer. The enemy has been an absolute, you got to give him a gold star on his ability to divide. Man, why do they want to conquer?
Cool. Did you hear about the black guy who beat up the elderly people? They arrested him.
Didn't hear much about it, but yes, I did catch that, Vinny, yes.
Why are they covering that up? Why are they covering it up and showing us our armed robbery?
It's COVID, right? Man. COVID. It's COVID. They're going to ride that horse as long as they can ride it. And it's what I said to my wife. Will masks ever go away? What do you think? If you were to bet, if you're going to Las Vegas, are masks ever going to go away? What do you guys think?
Well, look, through this COVID-19 stuff they're pushing on us and making us want to wear masks, but in the news yesterday, you got Planned Parenthood getting $60 million through this COVID-19.
$80 million. Hang on, listen. My wife just came down and barked at me. This is my granddaughter, Reese. You 9 years old, Reese?
Yes.
I want you, speaking to the microphone so they can hear you, tell them what they're requiring for you guys.
Well, when we go to church, before we walk in, we have to have our temperature taken. And it's strongly encouraged to wear masks. And there's no children's service. And you can't, like, share rows. Like, well, a family can, but can't sit with friends or anything. And
this is church or school?
Church.
Church?
Yeah. I don't go to school, so.
She's homeschooled. That's amazing, right? Amazing. Amazing. So I feel like doing circle. I feel like I'm circling today. But see, we have to be clear-headed.
How does Reese feel about that, Coach?
What do you think about that? Mark, Mr. Trump wanted to know, Reese, what do you think about that?
It's ridiculous.
Tell more.
Tell him why.
Why?
Put your earbud in, honey, and you can hear him. Because they want to hear what a 9-year-old thinks about this.
Well, because masks, they won't actually protect you from the virus. They're actually, like, they're probably going to make you sick. Because, you're covering up your nose and mouth, can't breathe very well. If you cough into your mask, those germs will just go right back into your body. And, well, when I went with my mom in the grocery store, I saw lots of people wearing masks, and everyone, like every few steps, they were pulling their mask down because they couldn't breathe.
And then do they wipe off their masks when they go home, or do they just sit it on the shelf at home and put it back on? What do you think, Reese?
Yeah, they probably just take it off and put it back on.
Homeschooling, see? Homeschooling. I haven't had a discussion with her about it, but it's common sense, see, that we see what's going on. So we're in a war, man. See,
Amen. It's common sense for a 12-year-old, Coach. Yes, qualify. Man. Common sense for a nine-year-old. What's happened to all these adults? It's crazy.
Hey, tell Reese she can come down to Louisiana. We know a church down here that they don't require any of that, and we have crawfish boils.
Oh, crawfish. Reese is smart. She knows crawfish are – she knows those are a bottom feeder. She ain't going to eat any crawfish, are you, Reese? No, we train her.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
We had Mary Jane and I were sitting on the deck the other night, and a dad and a daughter pulled up on a motorcycle, 11-year-old girl, and we were talking to the dad about all this nonsense, and he don't quite understand some of it, so we're sharing with him. 11-year-old girl looked at us, and she looked at us, I mean, dead serious, this look on her face like we were stupid, and she said, "What are you talking about this for?" She said, "The Lord is not going to let me get coronavirus." And she stopped the whole conversation. I said, "There you go. 11-year-old girl gets it."
She does get it, right? She does get it. So, again, the point of the show today is we of all people, folks, we have to take captive every thought. We have to renew our minds. We have to be able to discern between what's reasonable and what's not reasonable. And I see it every day that they are using us to shame one another. Shame one another. Most people are her church, I think, I don't know, they're wearing masks because they don't want to give the appearance that they're going to get people sick. That's what I think.
Well, my mom kind of said that the church thinks we should wear masks because some people think that if you wear masks, you're caring for other people. But if you don't, you don't care about other people. That's not true. I mean, we care about other people, but we just don't.
It's crazy. Hey, she gets it, right? She gets it. Shaming. That's right, Levi. It's shaming, right? It's social shaming, folks. And they're socially shaming us now. Wait till this dude comes back in September.
The vaccination will be worse because people will say, "I had to do it. Why don't you?"
Oh, my.
It'll be a lot worse because after they get it, it's a point of no return. And then everyone's going to expect everyone else to violently because they were suckers.
Amen. So we have to ask, as we wind down here, new normal, is that good or bad? I think that book is still to be written. I think it's still to be. There's a lot of things about the old normal I'm glad are gone. We've all talked about those. There's a lot of those things. And I still think the ability to have a new normal still is somewhat within our ability to be able to shape it. But we have to engage. We have to organize. We can't sit back and just let.
Hey, Coach.
Yes,
sir. I think you need to start some little segments and call it Reasoning with Reese.
Just common sense, huh? Just common sense. Yeah. And listen, here's the good thing. They'll never let her in school without being vaccinated. Praise the Lord.
Dave.
Yeah.
My church sent out an email saying that they got a group of people called the Comeback Team, and they're going to discuss how we're going to come back and open up the church. And they sent out a survey for us all to fill out. And my wife asked me, did I fill out the survey? I said, no, I've already responded with an email. And she said, she rolled her eyes, and she said, what did you say? And I said, you don't need a comeback team. You just need to unlock the doggone doors. Mm. And just tell folks, if you want to come in with a mask, you're welcome. If you don't want to come in with a mask, you're welcome.
That's right.
If you feel like you're elderly and you're afraid of maybe getting sick, stay at home, watch us on the internet. But just open the doors. And I said, bottom line, you serving God or you're going to serve Governor Holcomb? Which is it? And
it comes back to
was that wrong? I mean, was I too mean to the guy? I mean,
they'll let abortionists and LGBT people in with a mask, and Christians without one, they'll ban. What's up with that, Coach?
Well, we get it, man. We know what's going on. One more thing I want to throw it up there. Though it's fourth thing down. It says Craig on it. Pull that up there. Just one more thing for you. I'll be here Sunday morning. Yes, I'm going to be here Sunday morning. So those of you who want to join us 10 o'clock Sunday morning, we will be here. And I don't think Craig's with us today. I'll give him a notice. I'm going to let him talk a little bit more about this. But just one more thing for you guys to ponder as you go about your weekend here. Up on the screen. I'm clicking here. I'm sorry. Woo-wee. We are shafted. Our world as we know it is gone. Thousands of farms are folding every day. Pigs being used as compost. Look at the size of that locust. That's on somebody's arm.
That's not like the locust we had at your
house. That's not like the locust flying out in our trees. Another billion mouths to feed this decade, and we don't know how COVID-19 will end. And it talks about what? Solar minimums, which is what Craig was talking to us about before. There are changes happening in the environment that are going to be of it's everywhere, isn't it? So that's what I said when I started the show today. I don't even know where to go, because it's just everywhere you look, stuff's going on. And so the importance, friends, listen, for you, wherever you live, try to find, either if you're not planting a garden, try to find someone local who is, that maybe you can network with, maybe you could, help buy seed, maybe you could help do whatever. Somebody that if times are, necessary, you can go to them. Someplace where you could go buy vegetables. Begin networking even on that now, because, man, who knows? And if this solar minimum Craig's talking about, it's going to result in, as they've been telling us, right, climate change. Really, it wasn't really man-made climate change, but they've known that there's some things going on in the environment that are going to have the potential to be cataclysmic. So not trying to scare you, just the reality of what it is. We can't stick our head in the sand and act like this stuff isn't going on.
Well,
try to buy heirloom seeds.
What Reese's got something to say. Go ahead, Reese.
If those giant bugs did come here, that'd be the real reason to stay inside.
That'd be good for social distancing. They're in Africa and all that. Somebody else was saying something there. I'm sorry.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
This is Craig. I think one thing we need to keep in our minds, like you said, this is a battle in our minds. The perfect storm, God always provides the perfect opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to start looking for that. And it's one is obviously to share the gospel and be a witness, but to congregate around the people that God needs us to be around.
Hey, Craig, we're going to need each other, brother. We're going to, folks, I'm just telling you, we're going to need you. You're going to need some people. You need to be actively engaged in making that happen. Find out that network of people. 37% of Americans are unemployed. I just saw it, 37%. The number of backups in people who have not paid their credit cards and mortgages is astounding. It is going to break the banks, folks. It's happening right now. Get ahead of it, huh? Hey, I'll see you Sunday morning. Sorry we weren't real deep today, a little bit more lighthearted, but people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God bless you. Sunday morning at 10. If not, we'll see you Monday morning.